Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. All we heard about Chip Kelly when he was hired to be the head coach of this football team was that his Oregon offense was all about up-tempo, all about repetitions, all about taking advantage of good matchups. Well, the Eagles players got a taste of what Kelly's offense is all about during a three-day minicamp at the NovaCare Complex, and they came away impressed and at times gasping for air. Eagles running back LeSean McCoy looking to return to his all-pro form after an injury-plagued 2012 season, believes in what Kelly is selling and says that this up-tempo style is the real deal and it's going to leave defenses with their tongues on the ground.
For one, we'll be in shape. I think we'll be the best shape in the league, for sure. Just the fast pace. I mean, there's never a time where we're breaking. We hustle to working out, lifting weights, everything. Even the meetings are fast. So just that high tempo, high pace, I think, is a different presence of a defense, you know, because you get that 30 seconds rest. You look and see what personnel they're bringing in. Well, this offense, and we're shifting, moving. As soon as you get tackled, you know, it's no celebrations after the play. It's strictly, you know, get the next play, let's go. So I want to say by the second to third quarter, teams would be tired.
The offensive line welcoming back three players who were injured for much of last year. Jason Peters at left tackle, right tackle Todd Harrimans, and center Jason Kelce. Kelce did not participate in the minicamp, but he is making good progress in his recovery from his torn ACL from a year ago. As for Harrimans, he comes away really pleased with the work that he's seen from new offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland. Stoutland built a dynasty along the trenches at Alabama, and he's brought a really tough work ethic to this Philadelphia offensive line, something Harrimans says is going to benefit this football team in the long run.
He works a little harder. He's a little louder, I think. He's intense. You can tell that, you know, he's a college coach. He's kind of in your face. He's kind of got one tone, and it's loud. But, you know, it's positive. He's not, you know, dog cussing any of us or anything like that. Well, when we were an individual with Howard, mm-hmm. Howard was the school of thought is where if you did the rep and you did it right, mm-hmm. then, you know, lock that in and don't do another one. That one's like what Juan was, and he's going to have you rep it out so that it becomes, you don't have to think about it.
As we get closer to the 2013 draft, let's take a look back at the 2012 draft. The Eagles moving up in round number one to take defensive tackle Fletcher Cox from Mississippi State. The team moved from 15th in the first round to 12th. Cox rewarded the Eagles with a strong rookie campaign, 5.5 quarterback sacks, some outstanding play against the run, and the idea that the sky is the limit for this young man. Cox says that after a year of playing in the NFL and an offseason improving his body and learning from study in the film room, he too is ready to take his game to a new level.
I mean, I think I played pretty good. I know I got a long way to go. To be a great player in this league, I know I got a long way to go. Just going back, looking at the guys that's great in this league, you know, and going back and, you know, evaluating myself, you know, I know I got a long way to go. Just going back to last year, you know, I was just still preparing for everything. You know, the draft, didn't know where I was going to end up at. You know, kind of felt like I was being at a, you know, a team like here last year or, you know, anywhere. You know, just go out and just, you know, just showcase my athleticism.
Our NFL draft coverage begins on Monday with Eagles Draft Live at noon from the NovaCare Complex. And then we kick it into high gear on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're live every step of the way as the Eagles look to improve this roster and make a run at the playoffs in 2013. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.